Holy Trinity Catholic School Division is celebrating the fact that its students' reading, writing, and math skills have returned to pre-pandemic levels, based on a new report. During the recent board meeting, division administration presented the 2021-22 year-end learning accountability report. The document looked at how students finished in those subjects by June 30 and how their numbers compared to the province. Assessments in reading, writing, and math are conducted 3 times a year. According to the report, the average reading levels for students last June versus June 2021 were grade 1 to 76.5%, 73.6%, grade 2 to 83.4%, 76.6%, grade 3 to 78.2%, 80.1%. The division's benchmark target is 80%. Meanwhile, the provincial average has hovered in the 60% range over the past few years. Meanwhile, the average writing levels for students last June versus June 2021 were grade 4 57.6%, 40.12%, grade 7 to 61%, 64.02%, grade 9 to 69.4%, 51.85%. The division's target benchmark is 80%. Lastly, the average math levels last June versus June 2021 were grade 1 to 93.85%, N.A. grade 2 to 89.6%, 83.42%, grade 3 to 76.84%, 78.82%, grade 4 to 71.91%, 63.16%, grade 5 to 70.48%, 73.81%, grade 6 42.53%, 50.56%, grade 7 54.43%, 55.83%, grade 8 59.3%, 46.84%. Ward Strube, Director of Education, was excited that students' reading levels were higher than the provincial average by double digits. "We can definitely see the magic in the classroom when we see the results rebound from pre-pandemic levels. The grade 3 numbers are a little lower post-pandemic, 78.2% versus 80.1% in 2020-21, but some students were out of the building for 2 years," he said. "So we're going to continue to work on our reading levels in grades 1 through 5. And once the province releases their numbers for 21-22, we'll be right at that spot where we're 13-14% above the provincial average." Strube added that schools and staff, including leveled literacy instruction teachers, contributed to improving students' literacy levels. While most results in reading and writing were below the 80% goal, Strube pointed out those results were almost right there. "Moreover, some students were gone for 2 years, so it's positive that most numbers have rebounded to 2018-19 levels. Meanwhile, the measures used to assess learning in math and writing are not a good indicator for reviewing where students are at specific points in time," he said. "However, those assessments enable teachers to change classroom instruction to meet students' needs. The division is thrilled when looking at the data from the start and end of the year, since there was an improvement, which can be attributed to students being back in the classroom," he continued. "Furthermore, Holy Trinity has put more emphasis on math, especially in the middle years, that has resulted in better results. We still have some work to do, but we are excited to have a new position, which we started last year, with a math interventionist, who is going to be working in our classrooms with kids who need more support," added Strube. The next Holy Trinity board meeting is Monday, September 19.